This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Deborah Alessi, the founder of Face Forward. Face Forward is a nonprofit organization that benefits women of domestic violence. Dr. David Alessi, one of Beverly Hills top Beverly Hills facial plastic surgeons, provides the patients with pro bono surgery, and the monies raised by the gala each year go to the recovery fees for the patients. A great aspect here. Deborah, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me, what is Face Forward and how did it come to be, and is there a personal connection?
We started Face Forward about 4 years ago because my husband has the skills and the tools to give back. And he dealt with so many patients in the past when he was a surgeon at Sears who were victims of domestic violence. So I had an idea, and I thought I would start something small, and each year we've grown more and more, and we're helping more women than we ever imagined. And I personally had a little experience myself when I had my first boyfriend. He tried to throw me down a flight of stairs, and I had no idea that was coming to me because he was extremely charming and wonderful. So I understand what these women go through, and the women that we help, a lot of them are very disfigured, so they need several surgeries, 26, 27 surgeries at some point. So we raise money every year through donations, sponsorships, our big gala, which is coming up on September 15th at the Beverly Wilshire. And it's just other people reaching out to us helps us to move these women forward, and that's how we started the name Face Forward.
It's a phenomenal idea, let me tell you. So how did you pick which patients received the pro bono surgery, and where did these women come from? Are they U.S.-based totally or internationally? Tell me about that a little bit.
Women are worldwide. They come from all over the world. I helped a woman as far as Peru she was suicidal because of how she looked, and we changed her life and helped her with basically rebuilding her faith for her. And it took 2 years, but now she's at school to be a nurse. And we'll help women in Oklahoma, Los Angeles, New York, wherever they are, and they need our help. We obviously don't help someone who's also still in an abusive relationship. They have to be out of the situation and ready to move forward. And I do have partnerships with another nonprofit who will work with the emotional side for me.
What is the process once a patient is chosen?
When we start the process, my husband will, decide when they're good and ready for surgery. And that can usually take up to, maybe 6 weeks after that. We have them fly in or we have them come to the surgery center and we start the procedure.
Today we are joined by Deborah Alessi, the founder of Face Forward. Face Forward is a nonprofit organization that benefits women of domestic violence. Dr. David Alessi, one of Beverly Hills top Beverly Hills facial plastic surgeons, provides the patients with pro bono surgery, and the monies raised by the gala each year go to the recovery fees for the patients. And she's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Deborah, if you will, tell us about the upcoming gala. When is it? Who is involved? And how do the people buy tickets?
Our gala is at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills on September 15th. It's 4 weeks this Saturday. And we have Tom Arnold and Bonnie Somerville will be hosting. We also have a performer flying over from Las Vegas who is in Cirque du Soleil. And she will be performing with one of our tenors, Joe Komsky. We also have a lady flying in from Moscow who just toured with Chris Body. And she is coming. Everyone is pro bono. Everyone's flying in their own time and giving us their heart and their time to help sell tickets and make a phenomenal evening. And the theme is Moroccan this year, so it's going to be lots of fun, a great evening, and creating lots of awareness for our patients. And you can buy tickets by going on to Eventbrite, or you can go to our website, which is facela.net, and there's a link at the top which says purchase tickets.
Tell me, how can people get involved with Face Forward and this concept on what we've been discussing here today?
Well, Face Forward is always looking for volunteers and people willing to donate their time. We're always looking for, things for a live auction. We're always looking for sponsorships. And this is what helps us get through the year. And because we are growing, we are raising, we need more money because we're helping, I think, the average right now, maybe 2 patients a month. And it's the aftercare that we raise the money for because my husband, Dr. Alessi, does everything pro bono, as well as his surgery center, the specialty surgery center in Beverly Hills. So they donate the center, and my husband donates his time. So, you know, we need more money for aftercare. As I say, some of these cases we have are very extreme. So the woman needs several procedures and also need days and days of aftercare because they're, you know, it's a heavy-duty surgery. It's not something light. So they need help, and then maybe we fly them in from somewhere. So there's a lot that goes on with it. And I need people just to lend their heart and their pocket and help us grow bigger and bigger. And my goal for Phase Forward would to be to have a home somewhere in Los Angeles where I could treat maybe 6 women at once and have a center where it could be healing the inside and the outside.
As we have listeners tuning in and maybe they know of someone that's gone through, you know, abuse, domestic violence, they're hearing this program and they know of someone that would fall under the category that could benefit from Phase Forward. How would you instruct them to go through the process? What should they do?
Anyone in that situation should contact me through the website, which again is facela.net, and there's a contact page there which goes straight to my email.
Very good. All right, so the website is facela.net. We've been talking with Deborah Alessi, the founder of Face Forward. Face Forward, once again, is a nonprofit organization that benefits women of domestic violence. Dr. David Alessi, one of Beverly Hills' top Beverly Hills facial plastic surgeons, provides the patients with pro bono surgery, and the monies raised by the gala each year go to the recovery fees for the patients. And one more time, the website is facela.net. Deborah, certainly is a privilege and honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio, and continued success to you and your endeavors and what you're trying to accomplish.
Thank you so much. And just if anyone can help us with sponsorships or buy tickets, it will be a phenomenal evening. So please join.
I certainly believe that's the case. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.